Venture Medical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Thank you.
like Rebecca looks like she did a show. Yes, yes, I see it here. A whole hour. It worked. And welcome back. We have Rob Roselli here. By the way, Rob, I'm just checking the schedule here. You actually did record a show. It looks like it worked. I'm looking at the recording shows here. It looks like it's working. I can't believe it. I'm seeing the recorded shows, and it shows actually a bunch of recorded shows. It looks really good. Excellent, excellent. Good. So now, if people want to, by the way, go to NutraMedical. You can hit the standard button, so when the show's live, they can actually hear the live show, and actually show it on the screen right at NutraMedical.com. We have a little embed there. You also can download the shows and transfer them over to your iTunes. We're also going to be putting them up on every podcast platform on the planet. We have the option to transfer them over and do an archiving at a cost over a Deagle Network, which allows searchability both with regular string descriptions as well as AI for audio searchability. That's something we're working on with our tech, Simon Tigeson from Simon Tech here in San Diego. Now, there's a number of stories that I'm following. It looks like Trump is signing the bill to get that $1.37 billion for his wall, but he's also declaring a state of national emergency, which is what I've been saying all along. There's a number of things that, you know, I don't think he should have shut down the government. I think he should have just gone to the state of national emergency and stopped talking to the Democrats. I think he did this to kind of harm the Democrats because it looks like they look like fools now, trying to support open borders and criminals being released by reducing the number of ICE beds. So I think it was mainly a political move on his part, but right now he's done the damage. The Democrats are coming up so far left now that even among people that do abortions, in fact, 93% of abortionists wouldn't support infanticide. Believe it or not, those are internal polls. 66% of the public overall doesn't support the idea of infanticide. And something like 98% or whatever of Republicans, and even something like 70% of even Democrats don't support it. So there's a lot of things happening. Trump still doesn't have it all right. In fact, I made a article, which I'm having posted up on rents.com, on what the POTUS should have done, President of the United States, with the SOTUS, the State of the Union Address. He covered a lot of good things, but there's more he should have mentioned. And I'd like you to mention what you should think he should have done in order to actually fix the State of the Union address. What do you think?
Well, Dr. Brill, I mean, I got to say, I didn't watch the whole thing. I mean, I saw the clips of it. But, yeah, like I said, I mean, trying to negotiate with these people, it's a lost cause. But unfortunately, they have the media and whatnot behind them. But
let me throw out some ideas, and then I'll see your response. First off, number one, the border. You should have a Bracero 2 work program, which we had back in the 40s and 50s. And you bust people from the country so you don't give birth control pill to women and their daughters, so they get raped 40 times before they get to the border. You put a tracker anklet on them so you can track them down to their GPS coordinates, and you keep half their wages, and you bust them back to their home country so they're safe. Next thing you do for the drug cartels in Mexico and Central America is you send down our troops with bullets and helicopters and gunships and bombs, and you blow them all to hell, and you get rid of the drug trade, which, by the way, is being run by our SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA, which is not a division. It's a separate intel agency called the 17th Agency. The combination of these things would clear up so their home countries would be decent, and if they wanted to work, and work, let's say, picking fruit for 3 months a year, we'd bring them up safely from their home country, work them, send them back to their home country with their money, and they're happy. Syria, I think we should have drones, remote warriors, preemptive destruction of their infrastructure and jam communications, and interdiction of recruits in multiple countries that are actually being recruited, second and third generation Muslim young men, to become Muslim terrorists. And we know that these people are speaking in Arabic or other languages, Muslim languages, in our own country. Right here in America, probably 78%, according to internal polls, of the mosques in America are recruiting people to become terrorists. I think we should reformulate the whole idea of how we're dealing with Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan. We're on a kind of a status pay thing rather than interdiction to get rid of extreme terrorism, whether it's the Taliban bringing in illegal drugs to Russia and America, or it's the illegal mineral trade that's going on in Afghanistan because they have, you know, strategic minerals. But we haven't done that. In fact, even General Mattis, they're trying to do a code of treaty with the Taliban. This is ridiculous. We're losing territory while we're doing that. North Korea, they need to tie humanitarian food aid
to a trade portable trade school so they get them out of the military. The second largest military on the planet is North Korea, and need to tie it directly to having special forces come in and disassemble the nukes and the missile silos. North Korea humanitarian aid can set a standard when it's tied also to a trade arrangement with China to say no deal with China until they have their declare hands-off on North Korea. So there's a few talking points. I've got a few more I put in this article I sent over to Reds. What I'm hoping is people realize these are logical, straightforward things that Trump hasn't done, but he should damn well be doing them. And they're within Trumpian kind of philosophy. Trump is doing some things right. I told him he should have declared a state of national emergency and build a damn wall. Cyber wall, physical wall, metal slats, whatever, and also interdict with people that are overstaying their visas, and have a declared what's called Immigration Day, and massively decrease the number of people who can immigrate here, and have them only when industry or states actually puts in a request for a specific need, and then people can't just park their tuchus here and get social welfare. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, yeah, well, it's fundamentally insane. I mean, what they're doing. I mean, what people accepting, I think, is insane. And Democrats, like the serpents that they are actually inducing and encouraging this illegal behavior because they want the votes. They want to stuff California with non-citizens because, California gets to increase its electoral vote count and as well as congressional representation, as well as just outright voter fraud. So, so it's obvious why California is doing the liberals of California because they want power and illegal immigrants equal more power for them than not looking to help.
And they don't really care about America or Americans or whether women get raped.
Oh, that goes without saying.
People die of drug trade, with carfentanil coming in from China. And by the way, I'm going to add some more stuff here on China and Russia and see what your response is to that. So for example, with Russia, we need to have a Grenada-style denuking attack on La Orchila Island. Without notice, the USA should invade and neutralize Russia's runway, storage facilities, and technology to deploy INF 1987 violating hypersonic and intermediate range cruise missiles that travel at Mach 10 to Mach 13 at 7 to 9,000 miles an hour. They're unstoppable. Putin and his oligarchs have to have their bank accounts frozen worldwide. And we have to not only say until there's full compliance with the multinational nuke treaty, which they've been violating for decades. It's not new. We need to remove the Kaliningrad nukes that are basically south of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. They're aimed at every square inch of Europe. In Russia, of course, we didn't deploy our 2,600 intermediate-range nukes because we're trying to stay compliant with the treaty, but the Russians never did. They're crazy bastards, to be honest. And China now weaponizing the South China Sea. That needs to be removed. They're actually endangering traffic on the busiest seaport in the world, which is the South China Sea, traveling out of Asia with goods to sell in America. So we have, we should also, once we have a multinational treaty, have what we call defense of Earth strategy, not just from nukes from other countries, include EMP weapons, but space-based weapons, and also geotectonic weapons that can protect us against the coronal mass ejection or incoming comet or asteroids, which is, by the way, the Chelyabinsk one that happened about 6 or 7 years ago, blew up in the sky over Chelyabinsk, southern Russia, near the T-80 tank manufacturing facility, and it caused windows to be blown out hundreds of miles away. So we need to realize these are not, distant things. In fact, we just had a meteor shower, but there's an asteroid passing Earth in less than 10 years now. It's going to be April of 2019. Actually, I think it's in 2029. Actually, it's at 10 years and a couple months. And it is three times the size of the one that wiped out the dinosaurs. It has a 1% chance of striking the Earth, or its debris field, which covers millions of square miles. So we need a defensive Earth strategy for all countries, but we also need to make sure that it's bulletproof, that nobody can fire a missile at anybody else. It should be an end of the idea of space-based or missile type of warfare. It's one country with one weapon can knock out your power grid. You literally consume yourself with, starvation, power outages, and violence, and cannibalism, if that happens. And that's not tenable in a modern society that has, very fragile power grid, etc. So, I don't know. I think Trump is trying to do some things right. I'm worried about post-Trump. What's going to happen after Trump's gone in 2024? I don't see a follow-up guy to follow up Trump, certainly not Mike Pence, to actually do what Trump is doing. Even though Trump is only accomplishing maybe a quarter of what he's supposed to be doing.
I mean, he can't, you know, look what he's dealing with. He's dealing with, you know, power-hungry.
No, he can do all these things that I mentioned can be done without any, with a few phone calls. He doesn't need to deal with Congress. And, in fact, when McConnell doesn't play ball, he should start putting screws to McConnell. See, McConnell and his Asian wife are actually making lots of money on dirty deals. But there's ways of playing that game, too. And I think if Trump listened to if he could have sit in half an hour with me and other people like John W. Spring and yourself once a week, we'd smarten up Trump, because he thinks he's so smart. He's not. We are. We know what he needs to do. We know that if he doesn't do them, we're all in really big trouble. And the problem is that really big trouble may be down the road 10 years, a nuclear war with Russia and China because we don't work out trade deals or have a proper missile defense system. I mean, the fact that Russia is nervy enough to put INF-violating missiles in La Orchilla Island, like Grenada, which happened years ago, we had to invade Grenada, that had a medical school that's east of La Orchilla Island, north of the coast of Venezuela, indicates the Russians don't learn, do they? They don't. They're nervy buggers.
I'm sure we learn either. all these ridiculous wars and get involved in places.
Some people have some perspective of what we're saying is true, but they're so corrupt they ignore the reality of the danger to every American. I mean, you know, these millionaires and billionaires have to realize that this is their country too. And if they allow it to be attacked by nukes, I mean, it's not going to be fit for anybody to live here, whether you're rich or not.
Well, that's my fear is that what's happening is these insane maniacs in Congress. You know, they're so, even with the Hillary crowd and whatnot, you know, they're so hell-bent on demonizing Russia and opposing Russia. They're driving Russia right into the laps of the Chinese. And, of course, they've been historical enemies and have been kind of canceling each other out. But now, all of a sudden, they're friends being forced by, you know, these Nancy Pelosi and the rest of these maniacs and Mueller with the Russian collusion and, you know, the attacks on Russia all the time. So, I think it's a very dangerous situation. And, you know, if they assassinate or impeach Trump, whatever they're trying to do, if they are successful, I mean, you know, Putin will look on the United States as an insane asylum and may just nuke us self-preservation.
The vodka-drinking Russians that are banging the desks and screaming for America's downfall are idiots, because we have weapons that are centuries ahead of missiles. That if they try to do that from space and other technology we have, we will annihilate them. For example, just the Joint Strike Fighter, which isn't a strike fighter at all. It's a stealth bomber with a radar signature of a bird. We have almost 2,700 of them. They wouldn't even see us coming at up to Mach 2 speeds, coming in at, say, 1,400 miles an hour plus. And we would just arrive, blow up the hell out of their cities and military bases, and they wouldn't see us coming. The Russians have to, and that's all. It doesn't even include space-based directed energy weapons and scalar weapons that can trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes and superstorms with hemicanes that can bring winds hundreds of miles an hour, or a pull, what's called a tropospheric inversion, that can freeze everybody on the ground at 200 degrees below zero. They don't get it. These people in Russia don't freaking get it. And the fact is, it's in the Bible that when these nations like Russia try to plot these things, which is right in Ezekiel 38 and 39, they're going to die in the hills trying to come in and take over Israel. Now, Israel isn't a good nation. It's run by the SAD, Special Activity Division, and Khazarian, Luciferic Satanists, okay? But the fact is, God's going to make a third of them repent when he returns, and he's going to make the Jews realize the one that they sacrificed, Yeshua, and kill them. It was the Jews that actually handed them over to the Romans, and the Romans were resistant to even killing Jesus. You know, you look at Pilate. You look how he eventually ended up as a disparate person in Italy and committed suicide. The fact is that people don't know that the Romans didn't want to kill Jesus. They're being forced by the Jews, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's if you go back and you read, especially in, you know, John's Gospel. I mean, you know, Pilate made three attempts with a very significant number, by the way, number three. But he made three attempts to exonerate or not exonerate or just release Jesus. And of course, you know, three attempts, and then they said no. And he finally just said, you know, the heck with it. You know,
he handed them over after they. They gave Barabbas the go, even though he's a multi murderer, etc. Rather than Yeshua, Jesus hadn't committed any crime. So where I see things going is this: okay, under Donald Trump, who is a white hat Royal Arch Scottish Rite Mason with good intentions, he's screwing up and he's letting his son-in-law and the global surround marches step by step by step toward the New World Order. He has authorized 5G network and recycling water, which is toxic as hell. He's authorizing treaties like the USMCA treaty with Mexico and Canada that's literally trade-free zone of the World Trade Center zones from the Council on Foreign Relations. Everything he's doing isn't fixing things up at all. It's Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis, changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco-D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. And welcome back. And by the way, I just was checking our radio.co. A lot of our people are launching with our help of Simon Tigerson from Simontech. We need to do a little adjustment on your sound there, Rob, but otherwise you're ready to roll here pretty soon. So I'm sure Simon can get it working so that the radio DJ.ro will play. Let me turn off the sound because we're getting a little echo here. I'm going to get rid of that echo. Okay. All right. Now, so, Rob, I don't really see that Trump is... lacks power. I think he lacks action. He needs to stop tweeting about minor things. He needs to start just doing things. For example, I'm glad he's finally on track to actually sign this temporary bill. Luckily, he doesn't think they have any, quote, landmines sneaky stuck in there by the Democrats. But then he needs to move forward with the state of national emergency to get the wall built and deal with all the other issues with immigration and protection of our borders and people who overstay their visas, etc. Get the third Supreme Court justice nominated as Coney Barrett so that they can deal with Roe versus Wade and get rid of infanticide being pushed by 10 states. Now, the latest one that nearly did it was Virginia. I couldn't believe it with this one, Tran. I saw her from the side looking and talking to the director, asking her questions, and would your bill do this, would your bill do that? And I think, oh, my God. I mean, even among abortionists, most people that are even pro-abortion in the first trimester wouldn't push infanticide, even after birth. I mean, it's disgusting, and it's murder. Now, if you did this to a pet or an animal and you're caught in video outside your garage in your front yard doing this to a dog or cat, you'd go to jail, justifiably. But yet, it's okay to do this to your own baby? This is nuts. And it should not be tolerated in decent society. And we're only one of 7 nations that will tolerate this craziness, including communist China, which is a disgusting place. So... I think Trump needs to put an end to that. He needs to put into justice, get rid of Roe versus Wade, and actually outlaws infanticide. I mean, make it a national thing. And the whole issue of abortion should be, you know, basically your birth date is the day you're conceived. It's not the day you come through the magic arch of the pubic bone. It's the day you're conceived. And the rights, if you kill a mother and her baby, I mean, in the state of New York, they took away the second charge of murder against the guy who actually killed his girlfriend, who killed the mother and the baby. And then they dropped the second charge of killing the baby because of this new law that says it's not really infanticide, but the fact is that they have this guy who's building a movie whose wife and whose previous girlfriend and him made 2 embryo girls, gave them names, gave them property rights, and they're actually embryos waiting for implantation either in the original mother or a new mother, a proxy mother, and they are considered, if you can have property rights, you're a person. And if you have legal personhood, guess what? You can't kill them. And if these are embryos, we're talking about the same thing as a baby, whether they're 21st week, that can survive in an intensive care nursery, or full term, or any time after conception, because you can move that embryo into a cryo and implant it in an animal uterus or an artificial uterus or another person. So to me, the science is making this a situation where the lying, murdering maniacs are getting away with hell, and we shouldn't put up with it, should we?
Well, no. I mean, this is atrocious. You know, if anybody had any doubt about what abortion really is, it's
murder. It's murder. Having done it, I know it's murder. And when you have jigsaw babies, you have to put all the body parts together so they don't bleed to death or die of infection. Anybody who says it's not murder needs to get slapped or punched in the face. And I do mean physical, because I'm so sick and tired of people lying and trying to tell to your face that this is not murder, when of course it is. It's like asking the conciliary for the mafia, well, was it really murder when you killed those 200 people over the last 20 years? Of course it was. You put a bullet in them, or you stuff the, you know, something down their throat so they choke to death, or you behead them, or you stab them. It's called murder. I mean, let's stop pretending it's not what it is. It is. It's murder. Okay? And for society to tolerate this, especially when the human race is literally can't even reproduce the population here, except we have immigration. I mean, if it wasn't for immigration in Canada, the Canadian population would continue to fall like a rock because the fertility rate's terrible, so it is in America. And now the number of pregnancies, something like 75% of pregnancies, depending if they're black, Hispanic, or white, are basically fatherless. What do you expect to have in babies, boys that become grow up without a father? What kind of bad behavior do you expect? Not very good, I can tell you that, without discipline of having a father around, and the father's love as well as discipline. It's a very bad situation, isn't it?
Well, look, I mean, this is, you know, the whole concept behind abortion. I mean, basically, Margaret Sanger, I mean, her big thing is, I mean, she was alive, and, you know, she was in the mix with the American Eugenics Society and this crowd, you know, which got a lot of its ideas from Charles Darwin. And these are the people actually feeding Adolf Hitler. People may not want to believe that, but, you know, I guess what I'm saying is Hitler is not only financial backbone for his war machine, but his philosophical backbone came from the United States and England with Darwinism and Margaret Sanger and her crowd. The concept
Adolf Hitler received magazines and quarterlies and so on because the ideas that raised up Adolf Hitler came from the United States. They didn't originate in Germany.
No, What Hitler did was was put to action with the morons, or I'd say morons, that's probably too weak.
Satanically energized anti-humans.
With these Malthusian psychopaths, the United States were actually proposing in theory, and, you know, in the halls of academia and this sort of thing, you know, which was just genocide, you know, and selectively getting rid of people that they considered inferior. In Hitler's case, he obviously considered it the Jews and invalids and these kinds of people. In the United States, you know, Margaret Sanger considered black people inferior. And her big thing was, you know, in lieu of, you know, institutionalizing these people and wasting money, this is her words, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, instead of doing that, let's just kill them before they're even born. Then that was called the American Birth Control League. And, of course, we know this organization today is Planned Parenthood.
Right.
So yes, for me, for Hillary Clinton to accept the Margaret Sanger Award, I mean, it's ridiculous, this idiocy over, you know, who's wearing blackface, you know, when, you know, stupid college kids and whatnot. Here you have Hillary Clinton taking the Margaret Sanger Award, a woman who was openly spoke in front of the Ku Klux Klan for obvious reasons.
Yeah, openly racist. And by the way, if you're a black baby in utero, you're seven times more likely to be aborted by your mama. Today,
no, this is what it is. I mean, you know, the black family has been decimated, which I believe that, you know, the black, you know, they're a test case for the rest of us. I, you know, that's another subject for another day. But, you know, what have they done? You know, the so-called great society, they decimated the black family. You know, fatherhood is a thing of the past. Abortion, and then, you know, those black babies, you know, particularly the males that are allowed to live, you know, get past Planned Parenthood, you know, end up in jail or whatnot because there's no fathers around, and you know, but they're perpetually Democrat voters because they don't know any better. So the white liberals have them under control, and then this, so you know, again, so this, and this is all kind of manifesting itself. So when you see like Mario or Andrew Cuomo, you know, saluting and applauding, and these genocidal maniacs in the New York legislature. These people, they have to be satanic. There's no other explanation for it. And the people that listen to them and take them seriously, and there has to be a satanic inspiration behind us. I find it logically impossible to believe that there's not. It's just not possible. You know, from what we're saying. You know, and of course, I document this all in my second book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex. Which is a very quick read. It's kind of a Cliff Notes version on everything from the American Eugenics Society, Margaret Sanger, Charles Davenport, the whole crowd, you know, and his intercontinental love fest you had going on between Hitler and the American Eugenics Society, which, you know, again, today is Planned Parenthood. Now, you know, they were able to disguise, you know, this genocide under the, on, you know, Wisconsin and things like women's rights and reproductive rights and women's health care and, you know, these kind of happy sounding terms. But now let's just cut the crap. I mean, you know, now they're saying in New York and almost in Virginia and the trend is towards this. when a baby is born alive, they just want to kill it. I mean, they're literally. This
yeah,
is
they're not. They're not. They're taking the gloves off completely. There's no more mask covering their satanic.
No,
this is very face.
It's out in the open, and years ago, you know, I made a video and I posted on my website, and something called the baby guillotine, and you know, and people may think, oh, that, you know, that's harsh, and that's, but the point I was making in that video, and this was a few years ago before any of this came out, was, well, you know, if we're gonna have partial birth abortions and dilation and extractions and then suck babies' brains out with a catheter before they're born to avoid messy things like, you know, possible murder charges. Then why not just, you know, chop the baby's head off as it comes out of the womb? Have a little guillotine there. It's quick, it's easy.
Well, that's what they do now, by the way. They suck the brains out of the baby before they pull the skull through.
Well, that's to avoid, keep it in the womb so it's, quote, legal, you know, it's a, quote, legal abortion. Because once it leaves the room, at least before this in New York, you know, it was considered murder. Now if the baby's born, you know, now they can kill it. And this is what this Virginia governor was talking about, you know, when we saw that video clip where he's saying, well, the baby would be kept alive, would be kept comfortable. And this is unbelievable. I mean, this is the United States. What the guy's saying is, you know, how are you going to... The question somebody needs to ask these little people, these pieces of crap in the media, when somebody needs to ask these guys, well, what do you mean? Can you elaborate on that? So you mean to let a baby, like, how are you going to kill this baby? You going to let it starve to death? You going to shoot it? You're going to, what are you going to do to it? You know, that's why I made that video. I mean, why not just chop its head off? It's clean. It's fast. It's painless. And, there's no mess, you know what I mean? You got a head, you got a carcass, you throw it, you burn it for clean energy out in Oregon somewhere like they're doing, and there you go. So I mean,
well, what they're doing also is they're extracting baby body parts for either life extension for rich people, just like they have young people now. They'll sell their blood and they'll put it for $8,000 to $10,000 a packet to get 16 to 25 year old blood into old farts, so they keep them alive and healthier longer. People don't realize how bad this is. I mean, this is already vampirism and body part vampirism occurring in the open, and people think nothing of it now. They don't even try to dress up their evil, do they?
No, because they don't have to, because the whole thing's going to spiral downward, you know. And this is why, you know, again, I keep saying, so my favorite movie is John Carpenter's They Live, because if you go back to the beginning of that movie, who actually discovers the cult conspiracy? It's a blind priest in a small non-denominational church in the middle of Los Angeles. I mean, and that's basically what it is. And they were considered the biggest threat to the power structure than anybody else, because they knew. I mean, that's, if you extrapolate that movie onto, you know, to the United States, to society, that's basically where we are. I mean, we're being herded and culled, and literally, you know, culled the population, you know, with things like abortion and, you know, and AIDS and this sort of thing, you know, so they can produce their, you know, their 500 million human society. I mean, in other words, you know, eliminate 90% of the human population, and now, you know, you're jumping over to the Georgia Guidestones, that whole kind of thing. And I know I'm jumping around quite a bit, but this is what's going on. I mean, the walls are closing in, so to speak. I mean, it's like the Alamo here. I mean, this world is, and we should not be surprised, because it's run by the Prince of Darkness. And, you know, speaking of him, just to circle back a little bit to what, you know, the top of the hour, you're talking about, the Jews and, you know, how they, but if you go back to John's Gospel, and, you know, it says the Prince of the world is coming, and he has nothing in me, you know, in John chapter 14. And who is the Prince of the world? It was Satan acting in the body of Judas Iscariot. So that's why I say I think the spirit of Satan is in these people. These people are dark, just like Pharaoh of the Old Testament and whatnot. There's no way these people can be negotiated with. I think a lot of these people, I think Andrew Cuomo and the crowd, those legislators in New York that applauded the passage of this bill to allow a live baby to die, this Virginia governor and people that support that, and people across the nation that support Planned Parenthood and think it's a good thing and really think it, I think it's, you know, about women's rights and reproductive rights and all this sort of thing. It's, I just think these people have gone dark. I don't think there's anything.
There's nothing redeeming about it.
Compassion. There's nothing that can be done with these people. I know people, oh, you're a Christian, you know, you're judging, you forgive. No,
I'm not going to go to the point of calling for their... I'm praying for them, but to be honest with you, they're calling their own judgment on their head. We don't need to do it.
Yeah,
we need to get to not elect them into power. We need to file lawsuits, pro se litigants, suits against them, which I think if we had thousands of Christians and just decent people filing suits against these state legislatures and these individuals and politicians, it would stymie them legally and they wouldn't be able to do their things. But the fact is, evil abounds because good people do nothing. Pray against them, file pro se litigant action against them, do legal actions against them to make sure they can't get elected to power, expose them, write books against them, do videos, go on social media. Don't do violence against them. Pray for them, because if you try to do violence, you actually amplify the problem. You don't fix it. Right? Yeah, pretty much. Back in a moment. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you've purchased any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing lumen-photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a lumen-photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the lumen-photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You stay well with NutriMedical. Back. Where I see things going is this is the end of the age. If you're, let's say, completely agnostic and you just looked at this soberly, and you looked at the approach of AI, robotics, artificial intelligence, reduce human fertility, desire in places like Japan and Europe and elsewhere for cyber sex with robots and cyborgs, and you see the degradation of the normal fertility of humans and the ability for normal human interaction, I see a level of degradation that means the human race is terminal. It's in a terminal state, isn't it?
No doubt. I mean, we were talking about this over the break, but especially here in the United States, I think God needs the United States as an example of the rest of the world to repent. You know, that's kind of my take on Revelation 17 and 18, but that's probably another topic on that road right now. But yeah, but no, it's the degradation like we were talking about before. I mean, you just look at, you know, Adolf Hitler as a test case. Not that he was the worst. I mean, there were worse Mao and Stalin, you know, probably outdid him in terms of raw numbers. But just as an example of the degradation of humanity led by these United States. I mean, people may not want to hear that, but, you know, like I said, Hitler was born and bred, not literally, but figuratively, financially, and philosophically and spiritually in the United States. National socialism, genocide, and all this sort of thing. And, of course, it's taken, you know, 90 years for it to manifest itself out in the open here in the United States. But I'm saying that it finally has. I mean, you know, when we literally, and this isn't conspiracy theory, when literally, like in the state of New York, when you start having to have conversations like, well, how long after a birth can you let a baby die until a quote abortion is still quote legal? Boy, I mean, you know, that slope, you know, we're near the bottom of the slope, man. I mean, I don't know what else to say. You know, you let a baby be alive for an hour. I mean, if you go more than, go to 24 hours, I mean, to let it die, you go a week and you bring it back to the doctor and say, you know what, I changed my mind. I don't want this baby. Let's kill it. You know, how do you go about killing it? You know, I suggested a guillotine, before.
You're being sarcastic.
You know, literally.
You're actually being sarcastic at that. You're not really proposing that. What you're saying is you're being realistic.
The intent when I made it 3 or 4 years ago, when we were just up to, you know, dilation and extraction, you know, sucking a baby's brains out just to avoid, you know, inconveniences like a live baby, you know, popping out on the abortion room, you know, on the table in the abortionist so-called operating room.
Right.
You know, I said, well, but now literally, this is a conversation that, you know, Andrew Cuomo in the New York State Legislature has to have. I mean, how are we going to, and then the governor from Virginia who, you know, who went through and said, well, you know, the baby would be kept alive and be kept comfortable. This is a conversation that people literally have to have. How are we going to kill these babies? I guess,
right.
What would the politically correct word be? How would we terminate these babies? Once they're alive, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, like, literally, we have to have this conversation. Are we just going to let them sit there for 2 or 3 days and starve them to death? Or are we going to shoot them? Lethal injection, like we do, you know, to people on electrical chair? You know, what are we talking about here? I mean, this is...
Yeah, but the thing is, the same thing applied to babies as applied to seniors. I worked in Canada and the United States, and I saw eugenics operating like overtime in Canada. I started to see it in the United States when I worked doing 21 years ago, internal medicine and took over the general internal medicine practice of four general internists and worked the ICU at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, which is the largest hospital ICU west of Chicago before you get to California. We had 126 ICU beds. And I remember one night I came and I saw one of the reps of respiratory techs putting a notch on the top of a ventilator. And I said, what are you doing? He said, well, you got a penknife and you're putting a notch in that ventilator. And he said, yeah. I said, I bet that's your pearl handles. And like in the old west, you put a notch when you killed somebody, right, in your pearl handle guns. He said, Deagle, you're really perceptive. I said, I can count, too. I bet that's about the 22nd. He said, man, you can count. I said, who'd you pull it from? Well, he ran out of insurance. In other words, a guy who's on a ventilator, who's on a cardiac assist pump and spending $90,000 a day in the ICU in a induced coma, ran out of insurance, they pulled it. Now, if he had had enough insurance, I got a job offer to go to Lexicor at Vencor. It's Ventilation Corporation of America. And Ventilation Corporation of America, if you got another 6 months of ICU care, 85% went home, only 15% were respiratory dependent, and only 15% died. So, in other words, you have enough insurance, a good percentage of the people are going to survive. Now, in countries like Britain or Canada, where they have very few advanced ventilator systems like that, you die. They kill you really quick. I saw it happen to both my parents when they gave them lethal injections. Rather than calling me, they called my brother. So, if you want to think socialism is good, Ocasio Cortex, you occasional Cortex witch, or, you know, flailing your hands for Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders Claus, idiot, you got to understand socialism kills. It kills, okay? You idiots don't understand that, do they? They do not understand this, do they?
Well, they don't, because they're dumbed down in these colleges, you know, and it works. It works in a classroom, you know. It works in, you know, in a 5-year-old's fairy tale, you know, Robin Hood or whatever. You know, it works. Everything works fine, you know, when you're in college, but once you graduate to reality,
reality—that's a kicker, down. Isn't it? Isn't reality a kicker?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, and the best part is, I mean, you know, this Cortez and these people in Congress. I mean, of course, they're going to exempt themselves from all of these. All these
bad ideas, like right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they want to exempt themselves from... They'll have different insurance, right. So maybe they'll get special care, but the average person won't get any care.
Right. No, they make the law nobody wants, and, you know, then they exempt themselves from it, you know, or you know, the Politburo and the old Soviet Union, right? You know, Brezhnev driving around in Lincoln Town cars, and, you know, the examples are endless. I mean, it never... You know, this is Animal Farm, right? I mean, this is... Maybe they don't teach Animal Farm in schools anymore. Everybody's equal, and some are more equal than others. I mean, on its face, it's an idiotic statement, but when you look at it, it's an exact description of socialism or communism or whatever, national socialism. I mean, at the end of the day, to me, they're just different shades of the same thing. All these ridiculous names that, you know, so-called academia comes up, you know, socialism or communism or, you know, Nazis and, you know, and the best part, I love Dr. Dose. You know, these idiots call it Trump support. People that support Trump, people like us, they call us Nazis, and they're doing exactly what they. I don't have the laugh and some reaction, but this is Adolf Hitler. I mean, this is Adolf Hitler revived. I mean, you know, there's no other words for it. And of course, if these people get the chance, they'll probably have a mass genocide of anybody that supported Trump or people that they hate. They're just acting just like their father, the devil. I mean, and the mask is coming off, so to speak. And I think that this is what we're starting to see.
Right.
So, you know, it just, I think it's a bad situation. I mean, I think it's going to get worse, and I guess what I'm saying is brace for impact, because this is I just can't see God letting this go on much longer.
He's not. If you're just looking at it as a sober analyst, even if you're not a Christian or even a prophet, you have to look at this and realize this is a terminal state, isn't it? It's not a state that's going to continue.
No. I mean, I guess what's the term, crossing the Rubicon, right, out of ancient Rome? I mean, we probably crossed it years ago. I think the only thing, that the only difference now is that, you know, maybe God's letting this go on so that people can see how bad things, really are, really can get if he doesn't step in. You know, let's just talk about that for a second. People say, well, why is God such a, why is he so vengeful? And read the Old Testament and Sodom and Gomorrah and fire and brimstone. But then you look at what he's dealing with. And look at what he's dealing with. I mean, you're dealing with people that literally want to kill a live human being, a defenseless live human being. You know, this is the mentality. But what is, and of course, you know, the next logical step is to kill the people that oppose their killing of live human beings. And, you know, then of course, then you're back into Hitler's Germany or Stalin's Russia or whatever you want to genocide you want to plug in there. And that's, you know, what's he supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? Especially in a country like this where it's just, I don't know, country's so blessed and it's so lucky and whatnot, but anyway.
Pretty, you know, pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah, wild isn't the word. You know, I guess, well, who knows? I mean, it's beyond words. I mean, there's nothing, some of the stuff is indescribable.
People don't want to ask the questions. They don't want to dialogue over it. They think we're lying to them when we tell them these things. And we're not.
Wow.
And they want to attack the messenger because they think that it's so icky that they don't want us to mention it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, attacking the messenger, that's what the reaction is going to be. You know, that's the reaction, especially on the left, that's the only reaction they can have, is to call, you know, say, well, you're against women's rights, so, you know, if you oppose, now there's no more hiding. Now
it's not women's rights. This is not women's rights, is it?
Well, no. Like I mentioned before, that's the facade. I mean, that's the nice sounding term to make it all, you know, better. You know, you oppose women's rights. You know, if you don't like, you know, killing live babies, and you're against women, but that's,
yeah,
that's gonna be hard to defend. But the point is that's how these people react, because that's the only way they can react. I mean, what else can you do to somebody that points that out, other than calling them a Nazi or calling them against women or calling them a bully or a right wing nut, or they just name call it. There's no rationalizing. And like I said, these people are dark. I mean, it's just like Pharaoh. I mean, you start wondering about, well, why, you know, Pharaoh, what's the deal with this guy? But now it's starting to make a whole lot more sense, isn't it? I mean, there's no. The lights are on. I mean, if these people are, you know, they're under the Prince of Darkness. I mean, that's what, you know, that's what Satan is. That's one of the many names for Satan, and this is what these people are under. I don't know.
The hard thing is that the average person doesn't believe. You know, I remember a quote some years ago by a pastor, and I thought it was kind of shocking, but I think he backed it up. That 93% of the population in America believe in Satan, and 87% believe in God. And you know what I said to him? 6% have a real problem. They believe in Satan, but not God. Pretty funny, eh?
Yeah. And you know, I'm going to say that those 6% are the ones running Planned Parenthood and residing in the United States Congress. For the most part, I'm not going to say every. You know, there's a few good ones in there, but not many. But this is getting bad. I mean, I don't know what else is there to. You know, what else is there to say? This is getting out of hand. I mean, what's the next logical step, Dr. Bill? I don't know. I mean, you start killing, you know, now you know, I guess Satan's patient. You know, he was going to get his genocide, well, his outright genocide at some point. He's got the New York State Legislature on his side. I mean, what else can you say at this point? I mean, it's at the end of the hour,
Well, I believe that we are, as we open up these topics, we're opening up people to start to face the music that you can't sit on the sidelines, whether you're a Christian or just a decent person, that you have to actually face the music that decisions being made by our politicians, our religious leaders, and our universities are evil, and we don't want to call it that.
Right.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net.